Welcome to Shelby Confessions, a mix of inspiration and understanding to help you cherish the day.
Hello. I want to talk about the new year. A new beginning. I'm not going to say new year, new me thing. Because I feel I'm kind of in between when it comes down to that phrase. Like, for one instance, I understand why people, you know, anytime everybody marks a period in their life or a quota, would you say? Like, you get paid every 2 weeks. And after that, you start again. You start working hard to where you can build up your check to where it can be better than the last week. Or, you know, you might start a job building something and you have a certain amount of months or weeks or days to build this, to complete it at its, you know, full point potential. With school, you know, you're in school for a year and then, you know, you move on to the next grade. Everything has a mark, a period, you know, to where you start something new. So I kind of understand why people have that new year thing, new me. It's because we've been trained our entire lives for a streaming moment to be proclaimed as one disc or one chapter in our lives. And then the year transitions over to a totally different new number, a totally different new standpoint to either stay stagnant, excel, or let your previous year swallow you whole and just go under. And most of the time, if you had a really bad 2018, really bad year, you know what I mean? You're like, 2019 is going to be better. I believe in it. I put faith into it. I'm going to work hard and my business is going to flourish. My mindset is going to be made up. Like, you make these goals, which is highly, I believe goals are highly important. You know what I mean? Because, you know, what do you have to look forward to? What do you want to accomplish? Everybody has something that they haven't done or is passionate about that they want to complete. It's a goal, whether it's small to where you just want to lose weight, to whether it's really big, like it's, you know, next chapter of your career. And that's, you know, that's highly important. So I understand that point. But then I also understand other people's standpoint. Why wait to a new year to change yourself when you can start now? What is holding you back from starting? The date? The date should never affect you to where you try to just stay in one position and not change your own life. Because what I constantly tell people, you have the power to change your life. You have the power to, you know, alter your situation. You have the power to excel. You have the power to do so much. But sometimes people are afraid to use that power. Yet why? Why are we so afraid to take control of our lives? Why do we have to be commanded to live? Or why do we have to be pressured to live when it's your life? You wake up every morning. You're the person that opens your eyes. You're the person that closes it. You're the person that knows exactly what makes you happy and what also makes you sad. So with that being said, you know all these things. Wouldn't you directly want to change your own life? Like I said, everybody is different. Everybody feels a different type of way of the new year, but why are you waiting for a date to change, for you to progress your life? I don't understand it. But with me saying that, I read this quote, and it kind of made me feel some type of way. It says, pay attention to your patterns. The ways you learn to survive may not be the ways you want to continue to live, heal, and shift. Now, with this podcast, I've constantly expressed the importance of healing, the importance of acknowledging that you need to be healed and taking the steps to heal yourself for your own mentality, for your own peace. All those things need to be placed into motion. With me saying that, I never tell you something. Like, if you've been listening my day ones, I never told you anything that I haven't learned or inputted in my own life, that I haven't acknowledged to change about myself, that I haven't worked for to change about myself. So with me saying that and putting that into motion, I learned something that one of my coworkers was like, you moved a lot. And which y'all, if y'all follow the backstory, I have. Like, I'm from Lake Charles, Louisiana. Born and raised. When I turned the age of 17, 18, I moved to Lafayette. I stayed in Lafayette, Louisiana for 2 to 3 years. Living there, I moved from there, lived in California. I had a house in Moreno Valley. I stayed there for a year. I've also, living in California, I live in different places. I also stayed in Cuba City. And after Cuba City, I left there, moved to Houston. Stayed in Houston for about 2 years. Got homesick, moved back to Lafayette to help family. Stayed in Lafayette for a year. Left Lafayette, Louisiana, and moved to Texas. I ain't gonna tell you where, but I moved. And literally, like, pinpointing, the longest I've lived in a city is probably 2-3 years, which is Lafayette. I mean, before, because I moved back. But out of Louisiana, the longest place I've stayed is Houston. And people are like, why do you always move? You know, whatever. And like, my family is like, oh, Shelby's gonna move somewhere else. But I always had this rule. You know, I'm getting older, so I'm like, man, I can't do this rule anymore. But I pick a place that I always want to live in. I try it out for a year. Within that year, if I don't progress, like I decrease my value, my views, my standpoint, so I move and find another place to live. On my own. Now, I'm not telling you I don't, you know, move around and don't have my stuff together. I always move on my own. I always had a job, everything. But I move into another city to challenge myself to progress and adapt. And yet again, if I progress, I stay. If I meet new people, if I love my job, I love my living situation, I got a new car, or like, you know, like if I progress in an area that I felt like I wasn't progressing before, I stay. But if I don't, I move. And it's always been my rule and it's always been my pattern. But when I looked at the quote, it was like, you can't always do that same pattern over and over and over and over and over. You can't. And I'm only saying, you ever heard somebody, whatever works, you know, just work, stick to it type of thing, you know? Like, let's say an artist, like a singer, if they're perfect in their own craft, their own sound, their own voice, And with each album they have, they keep doing the same thing, same. Everything starts sounding the same. Eventually, their fans are, you'll have some diehard fans that'll still rock with them, but then you'll have some fans that are like, kind of want you to switch it up. I want to see a more versatile side of you. And it's hard for an artist to try to convert what they're so stagnant for their pattern to be used to change. And it's a very depressing stage for an artist because, or any creative individual, is because when you're consistent in one thing, you know, and you perfected it, you worked hard on perfecting that craft and your personality and everything, and then once it's no longer a trend anymore and it fades, and what you perfected so hard to be and do and was comfortable living and breathing in it, and no one acknowledges it as beauty anymore, it's just old news. That's hurtful. And in life, that happens sometimes too. Sometimes you could be at the top of your game. At the top of your game, the top person, number one person, someone else will come along and try to take your spot, and you're just so combative because you're like, no, I worked hard on this. It's all about me. And you forget that that person that's coming in, not trying to swoop you up, but just progressing as the artists themselves, also feels entitled as well. So do you change your pattern? And normally when the pattern or when their original idea or when your life becomes the same routine over and over, and when someone or something or anybody or any moment, it changes your routine and pattern, isn't that like a shocking feeling? Doesn't it feel like, oh, wow, like, what am I going to do? Like, you just start scrambling. You don't even start thinking anymore. You're just trying to scramble to get back to your routine. You're trying to fit yourself and figure out yourself. And so much emotion is flip-flopping. And you're trying to get back to that, not happy place, but stuck place. And then you realize that you never grew. And for me, as a person, I realize I can't do that pattern anymore. And the reason why I like that pattern, I'm gonna be honest with you, I got to start over. See? I got to start over. I love the fact that I would, because I didn't know, I knew two people, and honestly, in California, two people. The things that I see in California is the things that I dreamed about or I seen in movies. Like walking the Hollywood strip was a dream. Going to a comedy club in LA, going to the science museum, like these little things were dreams to me. And being that they were dreams, and it was such a rush that I was able to fulfill those things off of me, not nobody else. I got to provide it for myself. That was a huge life lesson for me, that I realized that I can do anything I put my mind to. Right? And it was the first time I got to experience life in a different aspect. Instead of just working hard, I got to, because I vacationed there before I moved there. It's always different. So vacation there, I just felt like this is it. And then when I got there, it was a totally different story. But I took the chance. And see, every time I move, I'm taking a risk, a chance. And I get so amped up and excited. I don't even care. I plan. Oh, yes, I plan. I plan ahead of time. Like what job I'm going to have. I'll transfer a job. I'll make sure my living situation is straight. Transportation, boom, boom, boom. If I don't have transportation, I was walking. Like, I was trying to get enemies necessary for myself. But I realized, you can't do this pattern, bro. It's not that let me tell you, I've had an amazing life moving. I've met amazing people, friends that I've, you know, I still have to this day, experiences that I never thought I would have. I have. But with me saying that, there's also this routine. What was not working out? I'm moving. Something doesn't go my way. Ugh. I didn't get that promotion. I'm leaving. I'm quick to move and try to start over instead of working out what I have here. I'm so quick to jump and move instead of figuring out what's wrong, learning from it, altering my transition, and becoming a better person and resolving my issues at that point in my life. Like, let me tell you something. Prime example. When I lived in California, I had a house. I never had a house day in my life. I've lived in apartments, townhomes, but I never had a house. And I had a house in Cali. But with all the drama with roommates and all this and like relationship issues, like I was hurting for a house that I didn't even feel like it was my home. So I was like, fine, I'm leaving. I'm bouncing out. And I called my homegirl. She lived in Huber City. I said, man, I gotta get out of here. She said, come here. You'll get on your feet. You can, you know, after you get on your feet and do whatever you gotta do. Like, you know, just get away from that house. Just move. Like, Shelby, you used to doing it anyway. Like, just move. And I was like, yeah. I signed the house over and I left. And I was hurt that nobody cared. Like, nobody at the house cared except, you know, one person. And I left. And I moved to Huber City. Huber City was, I met some great people there, but it sucked. And I was trying real hard to start over again. And it wasn't working. I'm like, I'm moving to somewhere else. I'm going home. My brother was like, nah, come to Texas. Well, let's kill Texas together. Let's do it. I moved to Texas. But the relief I felt from moving from Cali was like, I was like, it's going to be new. It's going to be different. It's going to be, I'm not going to work. It's not. The first 6 months to a year, I worked my behind off to get my apartment, to get my car. Because I had started from scratch. I had lost everything. I left everything in Cali. Only thing I took with me is a couple pieces of clothes. But the thing that I regret, I don't regret that I left. The thing that I regret is that I try to stick it out as best I think I could, not realizing or evaluating the situation, but just coasting. You know, after you go through pain and trauma, you black out because you're so numb from the emotion of feeling disappointed. That you're not physically, mentally there. You're just following a pattern. And my pattern was that I'll try, and then if I can't try anymore, I bounce. Not really focusing on the lesson until months later after I'd have moved and I started over, I realized, wow, I could have stopped this. Oh, wow, I could have stopped that. Wow, why did I make that decision? But I noticed after I had moved and started a new and brand new over of all the mistakes and decisions I'd made before. So then after months later, I evaluate myself and I grow as a person after. And then it starts all over. Bam. And disappointment, pain, heartache, whatever happens. And I have to, I'm numb. I'm walking. Not paying attention, that I'm not living anymore. And that's sad. And with this pattern that I've conducted myself, a routine of fixing me later, see, that's the thing. But everybody has their own pattern and routine. Mine is I fix myself later when I should be present. And working with myself and growing now. now at this point, like, I can't up and move and root and do this and that. I can't. Because that pattern routine, I can't survive the way I used to. And there's nothing wrong with that. The way I used to before is what I had to do. It's past, it's gone. I've learned from it. I've grown from it. And I'm a new person. Same person. But new outlook, new mentality. But when I'm faced with so much overwhelming emotions that I feel helpless and I can't breathe, instead of dropping everything, saying, forget it, and running to try to start something totally new, I need to understand how I got here. And I need to work on me and heal and shift so I can change my pattern and my routine. It's all about acknowledgement. It's all about growth. Every day is a growing experience. So the new me, new year thing is not waiting until a date. It's fully embracing in the moment of your emotions and your problems and your issues and coming to terms with the solution and growing as a person to believe that you are not the person you were yesterday. Realizing you have the power to change your pattern. Realizing you have the power of your own joy and pain. Life is balance. I say this all the time. But with balance, you have to have knowledge and understanding that there is a shift, that there is a calling for you. Here's mine.
In conclusion, I just want to tell you guys to promise to cherish the day. And it's your girl Shelby Henning signing off. Have a good one, y'all.